It's here and now. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? At last night's Tony Awards, Dear Evan Hansen picked up 6 Tonys, including Best Musical and Best Score for Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, who earlier this year won an Oscar for their work on La La Land. And musician Alex Lacamoire won his 3rd Tony for his orchestrations of Pasek and Paul's work. He also was the music supervisor and producer of the Evan Hansen Cast album, which debuted at number 8 on Billboard's album chart in February, the highest debut for a cast album in over 50 years. Oh, and Lacamoire's other 2 Tonys were for his work with Broadway superstar Lin-Manuel Miranda on In the Heights, and the musical Miranda debuted at the White House in 2009 with Alex on piano.
Tonight, I'm accompanied by Tony and Grammy-winning music director Alex Lacamoire. And every day while slaves were being slaughtered or carted away across the waves, our Hamilton kept his guard up.
That, of course, went on to become Hamilton the Musical. So it's not surprising, really, that Alex Lacamoire is involved in the current Broadway hit, Dear Evan Hansen. It tells the story of Evan, a high school loner who becomes popular when he's mistaken for a friend of a classmate who'd taken his life. Evan goes along with the fiction. In March, Alex Lacamoire joined us to talk about Dear Evan Hansen. It was so exciting what you do.
I feel lucky.
But what exactly do you do?
It depends what facet of my job we're talking about. As a music supervisor, my job is to basically manage everything music-related in the show. In the case of Dear Evan Hansen, it was being there for rehearsals and helping to teach the cast the music, being the liaison between the director and the cast and the music director and the composer and the sound department, so kind of just globally overseeing the music. Mm-hmm. As the orchestrator, my job was to take the music that Pasek and Paul had written and figure out how to make it fit on a band, decide when to use the strings, on what songs do I want to use the strings, and if they are playing strings, are they bowing, are they plucking, are they playing loud, are they playing soft?
All we see is sky for forever. We let the world pass by for forever. Feels like we could go on for forever this way. 2 friends on a perfect day.
I was actually one of the producers for the cast album, and being the studio to mix it, being the studio to master it, all that stuff that goes into making the record a complete product.
So you do a lot. And so
I do a lot.
Let's just listen to on Dear Evan Hansen, one of the pieces that the main character, Evan, played by Ben Platt, sings. We understand when Justin Paul played Waving Through a Window, this song, on the piano in your apartment, you said, "I'm in." As we listen, what did you think?
I've learned to slam on the brake before I even turn the key, before I make the mistake, before I lead with the worst of me.
As soon as I heard the song, it just hooked me. It's so unbelievably melodic. It's so catchy, and it just sticks with you. There's such a longing to the music. There is such a yearning to it. It just aches in the most beautiful way.
Outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? 'Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watch, watch, watching people pass, waving through a window.
And what you did with this song and others on Evan Hansen is why Lin-Manuel and others involved with Hamilton and In the Heights say that you provide the DNA for their shows. For sure. Hamilton, for instance, we heard your performance at the White House, just a very bare bass piano line. Were you already hearing in your head, here's what I want to do?
You know, it's very funny. At that moment, no. When we performed at the White House, I think I was just trying to figure out how to make a hip-hop song work with just a piano and not have any drums.
I know, there's the president.
Yeah, exactly. So at that moment, all I was thinking about is how to make the piano just be an orchestra, how to make it rock. But it wasn't until a while later, as we got through workshops, that Lynn suggested to me, hey, you know, I want the strings to be to Hamilton what the horns were to In the Heights. Mm-hmm. And once he mentioned that, then I started to kind of get a palette in my mind about what this show was going to sound like. And from then on, I started to think in those terms.
The word got around, they said this kid is insane, man. Took up a collection just to send him to the mainland. Get your education, don't forget from whence you came. And the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man? Alexander Hamilton.
Well, back to Dear Evan Hansen. I mean, do you pinch yourself? We'll listen to a little more of the music, but it's a hit again.
You will be found. So let the sun come streaming in, 'cause you'll reach up and you'll rise again. Lift your head and look around. You will be found.
I feel lucky that I work on the shows that move me, the shows that speak to me, musically speaking. And I just feel lucky that Hamilton did that for me, and that was also working with my friends. Mm. And with Dear Evan Hansen, the strength of the music, the strength of the story, the fact that it happened this way is pure coincidence.
Well, I'm sure you grokked, as they say, with the immigrant storyline of Hamilton. Hamilton being one. You eventually moved to Miami and grew up there, but your parents were born in Cuba. Dear Evan Hansen is a lot about high school loneliness. Your dad suffered an aneurysm when you were four. He became disabled. And yet, as he recovered as much as he did, both your parents seemed to just dote on this prodigy that they had in their midst, this little kid who could play piano. How much did that upbringing shape who you are?
I feel it greatly did. You talked about Dear Evan Hansen and the loneliness of its character. That's something that I definitely experienced. I feel like I was very focused on my music. You know, I'm someone who would pore over album credits, who would pore over, you know, knowing who the individual members were of every band that I listened to and what went into making music happen. And not everybody has that same kind of obsession about it. So yeah, it was kind of hard to find people to relate on that level with because it really consumed me.
Guys like you and me, we're just the losers who keep waiting to be seen, right? I mean, no one seems to care or stops to notice that we're there, so we get lost in the in-between.
Well, there was something else going on, and let's explain. Yes, you were, you know, huddled way too close to the TV or the stereo. Your parents started to notice, and it was soon discovered that you have a hearing loss, at least 15%. Yeah. You wear hearing aids. Was that slight deafness the thing that actually forced you to listen closer?
It's possible. Legend has it, when I was two, I would stare at the stereo speaker, just transfixed by the sounds coming out of it. So I think there was something in there that always I was drawn to it. And perhaps my hearing, as you said, makes me listen to music a little bit more closely and makes me more fascinated by it, if you will. Maybe it's all just coincidence. Maybe it all feeds one thing to the other. But I do believe all that kind of shapes who I am now, and all my for the good and for the bad. It has definitely shaped me.
Well, I'm wondering if this is why you are drawn, at least for now, to Broadway. Because of this big wall of sound that you can create.
Well, you know, what I think draws me the most to the theatrical experience, and we talked earlier about what that loneliness feels like. Theater is the opposite of that. Theater is community. Theater is family. And the fact that it's a group of all these separate people who have really excellent strengths at something that someone else might not have. And the fact that you rely on each other to create a production, like, okay, I can't get on stage until that light comes on, which means that the stage manager has to tell the light to come on, which means that the conductor needs to play that chord that means the lights are turning on, et cetera, et cetera. So it's all orchestrated, for lack of a better term. And I guess my OCD brain is very drawn to what that is and how all that happens.
Yeah. Well, we're glad. That's Tony and Grammy-winning musician Alex Lacamoire, orchestrator, music supervisor, cast album producer for the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen. We'll link you to some pieces at hearnow.org. Also, Lin-Manuel Miranda's right-hand man, his musical DNA, as he's called him, for In the Heights and Hamilton, a trifecta. Alex, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
This way. We spoke to Alex in March. Last night, he won a Tony for his work on Dear Evan Hansen, which won 6 Tonys in all.